Hello, my name is Dr. Grace McCary-Judson, and I co-direct the Rays of Hope Center for Breast Cancer Research, along with Dr. Joseph Jerry. The Rays of Hope Center for Breast Cancer Research was established in 2011 following a generous grant from the Rays of Hope. This grant provided $1.5 million to support infrastructure to facilitate more focused and cohesive research. The center brings together a group of talented scientists and clinicians from Bay State Health, Pioneer Valley Life Sciences Institute, and the University of Massachusetts Amherst, with diverse areas of expertise to create teams that are deeply committed to breast cancer research. The structure of the center includes a review board and the advocacy council. The review board, which includes both scientific and lay members, establishes the specific requests for proposals, evaluates research projects for funding, and determines the level of support for each project. The Advocacy Council is a group of community volunteers who also participate in the review board and help assure that the mission of the Rays of Hope Center for Breast Cancer Research is true to the needs of the community. So what is our mission? Our mission is to promote meaningful research in breast disease that will positively impact the lives of those with diseases of the breast and breast cancer. When we think of the Rays of Hope Center for Breast Cancer Research, we see ourselves as integrating scientific and clinical talent through a strengthened infrastructure to become a model for advocacy-driven research. What exactly is the infrastructure needed? These are the building blocks to make the research move forward smoothly and efficiently. The Institutional Review Board is a governing body to protect research subjects and oversee the conduct of research. A regulatory specialist assures that the appropriate documentation is kept up and that all investigators are compliant with IRB requirements. Clinical research coordinators work face-to-face with research participants. Data managers keep track of all the information gathered for the research projects. Let me describe the resources available to grant applicants. After establishing the infrastructure needed for the implementation of research projects, the next accomplishment was the development of the Breast Research Registry. This patient registry offers opportunities to study clinical practice and to select patients for studies related to lifestyle and behaviors that can modify breast cancer risk and outcomes. At the present time, over 1,000 individuals with either benign breast disease or breast cancer have been enrolled. All patients have been consented, allowing access to tissues, recontact for additional studies, and data on lifestyle and health history. Participants complete a health questionnaire that includes inquiries regarding the lifestyle factors, family history, and medications. Dr. Sally Schneider, director of the Biospecimen Resources and Molecular Analysis at the Pioneer Valley Life Sciences Institute, has oversight of this resource. Fresh, frozen, and fixed normal breast tissues have been collected for a subset of breast cancer patients undergoing mastectomy. Women undergoing reduction mammoplasty have also been enrolled to provide tissues from cancer-free individuals. Histologic sections of breast tissues, including normal and cancer tissue, are available through a collaboration with pathologists at Bay State Medical Center. The tissue resources provide a platform to identify novel biomarkers of risk using genome-wide analysis or functional assays. Primary cultures of normal breast tissues can be used to test efficacy and toxicity of treatments. Dr. Schneider coordinates procurement of tissues and blood, primary cultures and storage of patient specimens at the Pioneer Valley Life Sciences Institute. Advanced techniques include laser capture microdissection. Early projects funded by the Rays of Hope Center for Breast Cancer Research focused on aligning collaborators to better understand obesity, diabetes, and environmental exposures, and how these may interact to alter breast cancer risk and prognosis. The availability of tissue, both cancer-containing and normal breast tissue, linked to clinical information, is a valuable resource to delve deeper into many unanswered questions. Dr. Jerry emphasizes that understanding the basis for the diversity of breast cancers is a critical step that will lead to the development of personalized approaches in both the prevention and treatment of breast cancer. How do we measure success? We measure it by academic achievements, including publications and presentations, the ability to obtain external funding, and most importantly, improvement in the health of our community. Indeed, over the past 5 years, we have contributed to the advancement of knowledge through multiple publications and presentations. We have been successful in utilizing preliminary data made possible by the Rays of Hope startup grants to allow us to be more competitive for larger, multi-million-dollar federal grants. We are proud of our unique relationship with Rays of Hope. The money is raised here in Western Massachusetts, the research is done here, and our community advocates help us stay true to the mission. Until there is a world without breast cancer, there is still work to be done. Thanks to Rays of Hope, we will continue to take steps forward.